B-Pod Studios.
Oh, Buck, we should play a game sometime. I'm looking at my phone right now. I'm scrolling through to find our topic for today. And I'm being reminded of everything that I Google all the time, including things like, why do you sweat so much when you're pregnant?
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. We should just do a Google history of my phone right now.
That's funny. Yeah.
Yes. Hospital bag checklist. That's a little bit more innocuous and probably something I need to think about at this point. But the big one is, why do I sweat so much?
You know what's funny is the one you just said, hospital bag checklist. Mm-hmm. What do you think the difference between a man packing the bag for the mom and a mom packing the bag for herself would be? You think the guy would put like some sweatpants in there,
right.
Some magazines or something?
I think the whole bag packing for the hospital thing is kind of overrated. Like, I packed according to these lists that you would find online, and I didn't use half the stuff. For example, one of the biggest things they tell you is must have a comfy robe. Every new mom knows a comfy robe. Are you kidding me? I just wear whatever they throw at me. You're not thinking to yourself, oh, I need a comfy robe right now. You know what you're thinking?
Right.
I need some more pain medication.
Yeah.
That's it.
You know what, though? I bet all you females, I bet you're all going to forget your phone charger.
That's on the list. See, dads would remember
it
that.
It could be on the list. Y'all are going to forget it anyway. That's just how it is.
Is that a male-female thing? Are you thinking that's a male-female thing? Because Doug would completely agree with you.
I'm going out and saying it, and I think anybody listening right now is going to agree. All y'all females, y'all are forgetting
phone chargers.
Your chargers.
We forget our chargers.
You're leaving them in your car. You left them at your work. You get home. You need to borrow ours. I get it.
That's a...
Did I hit close to home on that?
That is a nightly conversation. I'm like, honey, bring me a phone charger. Well, I would, but you've taken the last five of mine to work and lost them.
Yes, exactly.
You know what else I do? Oh, this is so bad. So my daughter has her hairbrush, you know, and somehow we always end up losing the hairbrush. I say we, it's probably me. And so Doug, the other day, I mean, this is a visual thing, but he nailed three nails. No, not three. Excuse me.
To hang them on the wall?
And there are eight nails with eight hairbrushes that he got at Costco.
That's so funny. And I'm like, he's like, you're not going to lose them now because there they go.
And everyone who cut all the different caretakers for the baby are like, what the hell is this?
Oh, man. You know, I actually bought my wife.
Passive aggressive behavior.
My wife one of those cell phone chargers that's like 8 feet long.
Uh-huh. Oh, those are cool.
And when I got it for her, she's like,
What a waste.
Don't get this.
That's what I'd say, too.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need that.
But now she can sit on the couch and charge her phone. So you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, something I talked about a moment ago was the things that you need at the hospital. And again, number one on the list is, it's not on the list, but they're going to provide it for you, is the pain medication because you're in serious pain.
A must.
A must. Speaking of being in serious pain, and we don't condone any. Where am I going today? We don't condone opioid abuse. That's a big, big, big important thing. And they're pretty tight with you at the doctor's office, because when I went to check out, I said, okay, where are my pills that I've been taking every day here? And they said, no, you can't have any more. So that's really good. They're very responsible with that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. We don't want anybody to get hooked on anything.
No. But speaking of being in pain, I know you had a recent incident, Buck, that you want to share with us that I'm sure a lot of parents, if they're being honest, can relate to at one point or another.
Ooh, I was in some pain. And by pain, I mean the next day after going out and having a few drinks. There's nothing like paying for the babysitter, going out with your spouse, having a great time. Everything is great. You come home. Everything's fine. But then you wake up in the morning and the thump in your head.
Tell me.
The beating of the drum. The nausea in your throat.
Does it get so bad when you're hungover and you're trying to parent the next day? Does it get so bad that you think to yourself, you know what? We should just left him home alone last night and saved our babysitter money for this morning.
I think to myself, today is the day, Jackson, that you do everything by yourself. There's nothing I can help you with because I can't get out of bed. We had a night out, and the next day came, and it was miserable, which led me to come
to
you.
So you went to a wedding, right? Because I want to say, Buck, you're not out getting drunk every night and taking care of your child. That's not you at all. You're a phenomenal dad. Lorelli is a phenomenal mama. But you guys were on a trip.
Yeah.
You're actually at a wedding, so that's what you do. You indulge a little bit.
We
toast the bride and the groom.
We flew up to Michigan, mm-hmm. okay? And that flight to Grand Rapids requires two airplanes.
Had you been there before?
No, I'd never been there. So
you spent some time there.
Mm-hmm. It was cool, yeah. So it required two flights to get there.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
okay.
It does.
Because, you know.
Did you go to
smaller.
Detroit?
No.
Okay.
We went Tampa, Charlotte, Grand Rapids.
Yeah. Okay.
So I got the four-year-old with us, me, the wife, and the four-year-old to go out there. We have a couple days, but I have to cut it short because the day after the wedding is a Saturday. We have to come back because the radio station had a huge event on Sunday that I was required to be at. So after the wedding, we wake up the next day, and we have to hurry up and get on a plane. Me and my wife both looked at each other, and we're like, oh, man, we've got to fly out the morning after a wedding. You know what? It's fine. We have a four-year-old with us. We're not going to drink
that
much.
We're not going to get too crazy. Yes, I hear you. That's what you thought.
Boy, were we wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were we wrong.
Was he at the wedding with you?
He was the ring bearer.
Okay, that's right.
Which is why we had to go. So that meant us getting there so many hours before the wedding even started.
And give you so many more hours opportunity to have drinks with
and
people.
It crept up on us. We saw lots of family we haven't seen in years. And you know how weddings go. You start dancing, the party. I mean, it was wild. And the next day we woke up in the hotel room and we were like, oh, dear God, what have we done? Yeah. So, you know, it was a day of flying hungover with a four-year-old and carrying a car seat and all your baggage and just complete nausea and running back and forth,
mm-hmm.
taking turns running back and forth to the toilet. You watch him. Now I got to go. Okay, your turn. My turn.
Oh, I can feel that pain because
yeah.
I've been there before.
Yeah.
Not with my daughter.
It was so much pain the next day I woke up and I was still hurting. And I had to work out in the sun all day for the radio station.
Oh.
Have you been there? Like, have you had your moment where you wake up and you're like, oh, no.
Well, when you talk about the getting sick at the airport, there's nothing worse because those aren't bathrooms you really want to get comfy that you want to cuddle up with a toilet with.
And for the record, I didn't touch the toilet. I didn't get on my knees. I didn't lay on the floor.
It was just, okay, good.
No.
Oh, you just sprayed it all over the back of the toilet. Thanks, Buck.
No, there was no spray.
No, I'm talking about throwing up.
Yes, I know. No.
Oh, my God.
This is just
disgusting.
A horrible visual. Sorry for anyone who's driving right now and here's this.
So we have a survival list for people who are parenting when they're hungover.
Give it to me.
See if you
please.
Just naturally followed any of these things. Well, it says get up before they do. We know
yeah.
the last thing you want to do is get out of bed, but you'll be happy you had time for a shower, some aspirin, and a coffee before your kids wake up.
That didn't happen.
No, I wouldn't do that either.
I couldn't even drink coffee or it would have just been a nightmare situation.
Take shifts. You guys did exactly that.
Boom.
Only way to survive. Have a pajama day while you were traveling. You couldn't do that. But that's I pull that sometimes just being nauseous from pregnancy. I say, let's just stay in our pajamas all day.
I love it.
Okay. And hydrate.
Well, yeah. I tried to.
Water's so gross, though, when you're hungover.
It's hard. Like I try to get Gatorade, but you're in a hotel. We did have a little cafe downstairs. I went and got Gatorade, mm-hmm. but then my son saw me with Gatorade, and then he took it. So I just had water. You know, when you're traveling, you can't really.
You can't. I know. You're limited. Embrace screen time. When do you ever read embrace screen time in a parenting blog?
That's true.
Of things to do. So take advantage of that. When you're hungover, you're allowed to embrace screen time. Play quiet games. Have you ever done that with your child? Been like, okay, let's play a game and see who can talk the most
yeah.
with the most quiet voice. Or because my daughter's super loud.
Yep. It didn't work. I tried. Listen
you tried
to the
that
quiet
game.
Game. No. Okay.
When you have to, just go ahead and call for reinforcements. Sometimes you got to do that. But you couldn't do that.
Couldn't do that.
And finally, bribe them. This is like, I mean, this whole list of how to parent when you're hungover sounds like how I parent in general.
Those are the normal rules for you?
This is hydrate, yes. Play the quiet game, yes. Call for reinforcements, oh yeah. Bribe them, yes. Screen time, yes. This is my parenting guide. Nap when your kids nap, always. What else would you do?
If you don't, ooh.
Ooh, this is a good one for the hungover days, but have an emergency new toy stash.
Ooh, that is good.
I like that.
Well, we did buy him a new toy at the airport because we needed a distraction. We needed him to quit talking so much and being so loud and, you know, being normal.
Right. Being a kid.
Hey, you want this toy? You gotta be quiet.
Finally, arrange a swap with other parents. I don't think I would do that. Can you imagine calling your friends and be like, hey, I'm hungover. Can you watch my kid? And I'll watch your kid next time.
Next time.
It's weird.
You know, we should do that for each other because we live kind of close.
I would do that with you, Buck. I would do that with you. But I just, I'm picturing like some, you know, a mom who's maybe said hi to you at school that is maybe scheduling a play date. you've never been able to get together for the play date, but you call her out of the blue. Hey, I'm hungover. Can you take care of my kid? I promise I'll return the favor. All right. What's something we can talk about on our next podcast that makes us sound like we have some credibility?
Oh, man. I got nothing.
You're still recovering from your chip. It's okay.
I still feel hungover. No, that's just my daily. I don't know. We wrote down a few things. Was it yesterday? Tune in next week. It's going to be awesome. Trust us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.